Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is audio blog number 25, Digital Footprints. Hey, techie community, welcome back, and thank you so much for joining me here for our audio blog number 25. If you're enjoying the show, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Last week, we had the opportunity to speak with Reese Oresti, founder of Pay Less for College and author of How to Pay for College Without Going Broke. If you haven't had a chance to go check out episode 82, be sure to do so. Reese shares a ton of valuable information. Do not fill out one FAFSA form until you've listened to episode 82. Be sure to also check out the latest merch in the Technology Equals Equality store. Yes, it is finally open, I know. If you're a longtime listener and fan of the show, you probably remember the little purple banner at the top that was telling you that our store was essentially closed and had been for years now. Well, it's gone. I swear, I promise you, it's gone. If you're still seeing it, then it's time for you to refresh the cookies on your browser, because it's gone, people, I swear. We all create a digital footprint as we move throughout our daily lives. The Technology Equals Equality store was the next digital footprint I was excited to leave. I'll admit, I have been working on opening this store for a very long time. When I started out online, I thought I would have a store up in no time. I started out not being sure of what I wanted to put in the store. Then I wasn't sure if I wanted the store on the main website or as an additional space for products that might need shipping. I thought about store design and site integration. There was always an emergency, be it family, health, or client scenario that was slowing my progress. That doesn't even begin to include the multitude of times I was switching platforms or hosting providers, rebuilding the website and creating whole new ones. This while juggling recording and managing production of this show, working with clients, living my life as a wife, a mom, and a gazillion other titles we all have. This store is and was always going to be just a project I was excited to design and create in a manner that was manageable with my lifestyle. Finding the platform that fit my practice was not something I was willing to shortcut. Why? Because I was really looking for a simple method to integrate my physical, digital, and virtual products into a platform I could manage from my phone. If I can access and function in a program that helps me manage my practice on my phone, most likely I'll end up using it. It's a slam dunk, I'm buying it, just shut up and take my money kind of moment. We all start out online for one reason or another. Luckily, we have our digital footprints to help us on our way. It wasn't until I published this podcast that I was connected to a whole new world. The cookies and keywords led me on a journey throughout the web like never before. One Sunday afternoon, I began searching for guests for the show. I thought I was looking at small business information, productivity, and the multiple ways people define success for themselves so that I could establish themes for each episode or season based off of what it was I found. Little did I know, the rabbit hole was far deeper than I anticipated. I spent hours just following links, reading, watching, listening, and adding links to my iTunes reading list for later. There have been so many books, videos, blogs, and endless amounts of content that resonate with what the More Time program can do for your sales practice in a streamlined manner. The program was designed to help clarify your intent, take charge of your mindset, create systems to drive your sales funnel, and develop plans to expand your sales practice. Yes, it's a silly concept to some people that it took years to set up a store I could manage completely from my phone, but no, I wouldn't change a thing about the length of time it took to get it up. Yeah, there were a million and one things that I would have and did change during the start of the store, throughout the progress of creating the store, and that I'll continue to change in the future. But I learned a ton. And some of you already know what it is I'm about to say. My daughter can't stand it when I say it, but it's true. There's no such thing as failure. Only feedback. If you learn from an experience, it's always a good experience in my book. I'm all about spending the time up front to get the right methods that work for you and your style of business so you save hundreds of dollars and hours on fixing, adjusting, and recreating things later. Fact is, the information you need to grow your practice, it's out there in a million places. You started somewhere online and you followed the information driven by the background algorithms of your web-based history. Based on the search terms and algorithm recommendations, you find only the information the search engine feels is most relevant to the search terms that you enter. It has nothing to do with the quality of the information delivered at all. When searching for information on a topic of which you're not familiar with any authority figures, it can be overwhelming to try to decipher where it is you can find an actual reputable source. Essentially, if someone loads a page with terms you're looking for, it's most likely the information that you're gonna end up seeing. I believe that's why most businesses still really struggle to make it past, if not right up to, that 2-year mark. According to the Small Business Administration's Small Business Success Rates, almost 80% of people who start a business have the pleasure of celebrating the first anniversary of having been in business. So what is it that happens to people? Unfortunately, less than 30% of businesses actually ever get to enjoy the third anniversary of being in business. If you're ready to design the sales practice you were dreaming of having when you began your career, the business in which daily you avoid becoming one of a well-known statistic, it's time for you to pop over to LoriBrooks.net and schedule your complimentary practice review. You can also find the links to the free review in our new store over at technology-equality.com. Thank you so much for joining me for audio blog number 25. That is it for this week. Next week, we have the opportunity to hear from Stephen Worley, founder of Life Skills That Matter. If you're just starting out as an entrepreneur or even thinking of doing so, Stephen is the man for you. Check out episode 83 next week with Stephen Worley. Thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you are enjoying. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week.